I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A recent United Nations report said that among certain groups in Nigeria, as many as 3 out of 4 women are forced into marriage. Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells the story of one of these girls.
A 14-year-old girl had become a Christian from a Muslim background. In fact, her father was an imam, a leader in the mosque. And through the witness of her friends and hearing the message of Jesus, she made the decision to follow Christ. And as a 14-year-old girl knew that that was going to cause problems.
Elena survived domestic abuse, forced marriage, and sexual assault. Now she plans on going back to her hometown to share the gospel.
It does bring joy to your heart in the midst of hearing so many stories of the persecution and the violence that's going on, especially in northern Nigeria.
Please pray for Lena and other Nigerian women. In the landlocked Southeast Asian country of Laos, Christians risk much to follow Jesus. Joe Handley of Asian Access says dozens of Christian leaders have seen their homes and churches torn down.
I know some people that had to completely abandon the town they're in and go to some nearby city or nearby area or even into the forest just to rebuild their lives. So you just kind of never know. I know others that have spent time in prison for what they've done and eventually get let out and they go right back to a business as usual, starting the church again.
Laos has a state-sanctioned church, but the government keeps a tight rein on gospel proclamation. Asian Access works with other ministries providing aid and even legal help to persecuted Christians. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.